This is Wave Nation, baby! This is Wave Nation, baby!
Yeah.
Best music!
Damn!
DJ Khaled!
Please, Khaled, don't pair me or compare me. Unless the said party is a rare breed.
You already know what it is, man. You got your boy Jay the Prince, aka Rio, with my main guy Ty. What it do, babe, bro?
What's good, yo? Good, well, it's your boy the Real Deal, Tavi, in the building. Back with another one. Let's get it.
And Mr. Larry Paul.
Once again, it's on. Let's get it.
And we got a special guest in the motherfucking house. Yo, should we introduce him as what? What we should introduce him as? Is old Alias, the gray one?
Alias, my guy.
Yo, what's up? It's me, it's Uncle Nick out this piece.
Welcome back.
Hold on.
Welcome back. So, what's been going on, Nick?
That much, you know, working hard, just living life.
No doubt.
Trying to enjoy all these right. Fruits and labels.
Right. So what's new for you, man? Like, yo, like, you've grown since the last time we talked to you, but you've grown.
Well, since the last time you talked to me, I'm trying to migrate from North Carolina back up to Virginia. Y'all know I travel a lot. I can't seem to stay in one place but for so long.
It's even a miracle you even made it out of Virginia. What are you talking about?
Say what?
Say it's even a miracle you even made it out of Virginia.
Yeah, I think I'm strong enough to put up for better fight this time.
No doubt. So, I just want to get this out of the way, though, because I was looking at this joint, and we were talking about it. You don't know who Lizzo is, Unc, do you?
No, but from what I understand, she got talent.
Yes, she do.
She can blow a flute.
Yes, she can.
All that matters. She will blow that flute. Honestly, when most people listening to music and they singing along, they picture themselves singing the song anyway. So it don't make a difference what a person look like.
That's right. That's right. We love Lizzo, though. You know what I'm saying?
She can blow a flute. A big girl that can blow a flute, that's athletic. She can do splits, cartwheels, everything.
And she can run up the side of a wall too, right? What the fuck is y'all talking about?
Oh man.
The mighty Lizzo. The mighty Lizzo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I see her blow that flute, I said, man, this bitch got talent. Who plays the flute? Who plays the flute anymore?
Lizzo. That's what Lizzo.
Since Bad Cap.
Since Bad Cap. Like, yo.
Awesome.
But I think what the message that Lizzo is putting out there, I think it's getting misunderstood, you know?
Well, tell the backstory. Like, tell her what she's been doing lately. Lately, she's just been showing her body and over the internet. And then when she went to the Lakers game with the butt cheeks out.
Yeah, yeah, because back then she went to the Lakers game. You know what I'm saying? Because she went to the Lakers game. But I think, you know, everybody do things for that publicity or do things for that to show that, pay attention to me more, you know?
Yeah.
But,
She get attention.
Yeah. A whole lot of attention. But the fact that she wore like an oversized t-shirt with the ass cut out. And she for real. And then she had a butt. Her thong was real big though. You know what I'm saying? So she, the big thong going. And somebody said they thought it was a wife beater.
But hey, did nobody come out? Ain't nobody get mad when Prince did it.
That's the same fucking example. No, no,
I said it earlier.
No, 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 he,
I said that earlier, son.
He did. Verbatim. Listen, as Prince and Ashley's chaps is not the same as Lizzo with a cutout back t-shirt. They not the same caliber, not the same person, not the same situation. Internet was not out back then. Listen, internet was not out back then. Internet is undefeated. It has no biasism. So if you get on the internet, you gonna get roasted. You, there's no immunity to the internet.
Everybody is sexy to someone.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So nobody said. Yeah. You're right. 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 Right.
As many people as out there saying, "Oh my God, it don't look right. I can't believe she did that." There's the same amount of people out there like, "Oh my God, look at her. I wish I had that." So
let her catch me on a good day.
Right. Let her catch you on any day. But the point is, the point is when you do stupid shit, it's going to get stupid results. Like, it's not, you can't make everything she do about her being, you know what I'm saying, her, the way she look, because it ain't nothing wrong with Lizzo. But if that's not what you want, it's not what you want. But everything she do, you can't accredit it to, "Oh, y'all only saying that because she's a BBW. That's not the only reason we saying that. If you walking outside with a cut t-shirt with your whole ass out, the internet go take it. What the fuck you expect? Like, come
BBW.
On.
BBW. But regular size, small size, medium size. Long as it's a woman, a man gonna look.
That's a fact.
It's about the stupid shit she doing. It's not about how she looking right. It's the stupid shit she doing, yo. You at a Lakers game with nothing on but a t-shirt and an oversized thong with the ass cut out. You gonna get roasted.
And after seeing that, how many people talked about the Lakers game?
Nobody cares shit about the Lakers game.
So she's doing what she's right. trying to do.
Exactly. Yeah, so let's only, say that. Let's say that. Bingo. You are absolutely right. That's my point. She's doing it. The publicity stunt that she did, it is working. But let's not make it all sensitive. Be like, "Y'all only saying that because y'all not used to seeing a woman like me." What you mean? Everybody, every aunt or every second cousin look like you, Lizzo. Like, what you saying?
Well, I'm saying though, like, when you go to the beach, but when you go to the beach, you see booty. So why not go to the game and see booty? Like, you, it's not like you see booty any other time. Is it the problem that she was at the game or what she had on? Because like, I mean, either way, like, I don't see no problem really too much.
She's an artist. What do artists try to do? Sell their music.
Right.
Yep.
No, just this is her way of going about it is a little different than what some other people do.
Well, they've been doing this. It's everything. It's nothing new under the sun. So,
right.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. Out
and diss people right before his album dropped so he can make it sell.
Yeah. The only thing I hope Lizzo does, I hope she come out with another banger. If she come out with another banger, it's all gonna be forgotten, and it's still gonna take her to the top, baby. That's
I personally would believe that if she's doing all of this to draw that attention, she probably got a couple of bangers.
Yo, Lizzo is hot right now. That's what I'm saying.
Or she don't. That's a kind of. Or she don't. So
then she'll be one of the. If she don't. Then we already know we'll forget about her by 2020.
if she don't, because you know if she doing too much, now she's supposed to. If I'm her, her manager, I like, all right, everybody talking about this. They forgot LeBron James and Anthony Davis was playing that night, so we did our job. So now, bang, we gotta drop a hot song. You know what I'm saying? So because the last couple of weeks she been showing like. Nudity shots, like, you know, her fat rolls.
Her what?
Her butts.
Yeah. she's been throwing her body on IG. So,
Rick Ross did it. Y'all forgot about what happened with Rick Ross when he first came out.
What happened?
He took stretch marks to the whole limit. He showed out all that.
Biggie did that first.
Biggie ain't show you too much.
No, he didn't. I couldn't even imagine Biggie doing that.
The Juicy video, he was straight, no shirt on.
Yeah, like, Rick Ross was going around doing appearances with no shirt on.
Thank you. So
it's not a big deal.
Nothing new under the sun.
Right. That's not a big deal. It's just that she's the new person at this time frame.
It's that she's doing unnecessary, stupid shit that's going to cause attention for people to comment. What the fuck? You in a public place with a big-ass T-shirt on with your asshole cut out. Like, we going to say something. Somebody's going to say something. So if they say something.
Whatever to make that record sell.
Exactly. Yeah, so let's not. Huh? But the way that it's going about it is like y'all fat-shaming her. No,
yeah. I think it's a mixture. I think, it is fat shaming. Then sometimes it's not because
if I walk outside now,
like I said, Rihanna
with Prince old pants on, and I'm be like, y'all just shaming me. What the fuck?
But see, somebody got to be checking for you.
Yeah,
they checking for her right now. So right now, do something crazy, draw attention. You got people that probably don't like it that'll go buy the album just to see what she sounds like.
But Lizzo is hot, dog. Understand. Lizzo is hot, yo. Good as hell. What the fuck? Like, she don't need to do that shit. Like, it's many other things
because,
she can do.
Listen, she had to do that because as a big girl, she had to have confidence. If she didn't have confidence, she wouldn't have been at this place that she is now. So, you remember we were talking about Ryan Davis was saying, like, don't get it confused. Confidence of just being extra in a sense. I say she's being extra, but at the same time, she had to do that because to keep up her confidence. Because she's a big girl, she's not no model, she's not no IG princess. So, other than playing that flute and really writing and really can make music, she had to have something to market herself better than any other girl, because like I said, I seen her flip, roll over. She looked like a big ass cheerleader. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if she didn't have that in her arsenal, nobody wouldn't talk to her. Nobody wouldn't even. She'd be singing back. What's that? You probably remember CNC Music Factory.
Yeah,
it was a group called CNC. They had the girl, the girl that you seen in the group wasn't the real singer.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember that. But, we came a long way.
You remember that?
Let me do this.
Catching the girl. It was a big girl, matter of fact. It was a big girl that was singing all the CNC Music Factory.
Yeah. Because she was big, they hit her.
Hey, check this out. I'm going to play the Ryan Davis, Lizzo Doesn't Get a Pass video right quick. And then we're going to see exactly what we was talking about. Shout out to Ryan fucking Davis. But you can hear the point, you know what I'm saying? So
hating on Lizzo. Y'all are just out here defending her bullshit. Society has always had a problem with nudity. But y'all think people are hating on her because she's fat. So all these establishments that says no shirt, no shoes, no service are targeted at fat people? That's what y'all think? Women on Instagram to get naked all the time get called Insta-thots, Insta-hoes, and so on. But when Lizzo does it, it's never in bad taste. You're not allowed to say anything negative about it because she's fat. Doesn't that seem kind of odd? It seems like y'all are only giving her a pass because she's fat. Why can't it just be that she does shit in bad taste? Every time people defend Lizzo, they have the worst defenses ever.
What is it, Ryan?
Her confidence. People are hating on her confidence. That's like if I'm, as a fat nigga, wore a size medium shirt and I look stupid, and then my homeboy's like, man, he looks stupid, and y'all start going, nah, I like that nigga's confidence. You still saying I look stupid, I'm just wearing it with my head up. But I like her confidence. And what public figure doesn't get criticized for having bad taste?
Right.
Let me guess, they pick on Cam Newton because he's black. They picked on Lady Gaga because she was a woman. They pick on CeeLo Green because he's a midget. Is he a midget? I don't know. Nigga real short. It don't even matter. No, it's because these niggas look ridiculous. But they did it with confidence. Just because you're confident doesn't make it a good idea. There's confident niggas who fight for a living in the UFC. But when they get knocked out, clearly that's a bad idea. The fighting probably wasn't the best thing they should have done that day. Even then, they don't wake up from the fight like, what happened?
Yeah, man, he knocked you the fuck out.
Oh my God, I was knocked out. How'd I look, though?
You look confident as shit.
I was confident.
Point fucking taken. back to our regularly scheduled program.
Well, me personally, I feel that she's brave.
She's confident. She's very confident.
Very confident.
Either very confident or she's the daredevil. She's brave.
Yeah, I mean,
I remember the time when a big girl wouldn't even let you know she big until you done made it over her house. She done called you on the phone or something and was ashamed to show who she was. So she doing all of that. Hey, the world is changing.
Yeah.
She's very
boundaries.
And then she trying to go out there and prove that she can do what skinny girls can do. So, hey.
There you go. Because Monique's whole comedy topic was she hates skinny bitches. Skinny bitches are the devil.
Yeah.
That was her whole skit.
Yeah. Her whole thing. You right. Her whole thing was about that she was big.
Thank you. Her whole MO was like skinny bitches are the devil.
Yeah. Itty bitty titty committee, what she used to call it.
Because everybody's but so Monique, fucking shallow.
That was
shallow.
Her gimmick. That was her thing to make her confident. That was her thing to say, okay, I'm not a model. I'm not this. Bang. You know what I'm saying? Even, what's the girl from Saturday Night Live? Leslie Jones. I remember she was saying that, like, you know, she's not the best looker. But her confidence, that's what made her win in the comedy, because she could joke. So she was joking on people back and forth, and that's how she did her comedy, because, you know, she's not a best looking. They used to joke not on about that.
I don't know if I'm okay to say this, but not the best looker, that's kind of understatement. I'm sorry, but Leslie, I love Leslie comedy, but she is toe back.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Toe back? What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Right. You know this show is worldwide, right?
I even supported her and watched the movie Ghostbusters, even though I ain't
having no, that's, like that's one of my favorite movies. Shout out. Shout out.
But yo. I mean, I would hire her for security.
Oh no.
Walking in the door. She can walk in the door or you got it. Now, I know she mean business.
God. You hit it.
Hey, yo, do you remember her on, what was that movie with Damian Wayans and Marlon Wayans she played on?
No. What movie?
Was that Mo Money?
Oh, shit. That wasn't her. Yo, stop. Stop.
That wasn't her?
Mm-mm.
No, you talking about the monster.
You sure?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm sorry then, Leslie.
I'm sorry.
And she looked
like that could be her daughter or something, you know. That
from the time was her at a younger age.
Yeah, you might have me go back and watch. What was it? I'm gonna get you sucker or what was it?
More money.
I'm gonna go back and watch them shits. I'm gonna go back and watch them because now.
Yeah, she thought that was her. He was throwing out of the bed that morning. I could have sworn that was her.
But she'd be old as shit though if that was her.
She is. She got some age on her. She ain't no newcomer. She a vet.
Yeah.
She was on that Master P movie, Repos, and Michael Blackson. That's when I first started really seeing. And then on Saturday Night Live and everything, but.
But she is funny. Like, she do got talent.
Yeah, thank you. And then the thing about it, she used to joke on herself. So she had the confidence to joke on herself. And now, you know what I'm saying? To be rad, she going to be rad.
Right. And she, even though she joked on herself and her act, she still had you laughing about other stuff. Yeah. So
thank you. So
she had talent. She had talent. She just looked that way.
And if she didn't believe in herself, nobody won't believe in her. Nobody would fucking believe in her because why? She did not look as like a Tiffany Haddish or anything.
It's
like,
okay, it's Tiffany okay, Porter. Lizzo is not listening right now. trying to get the number so bad right now.
But about her, I can't honestly say, hey, if you got talent, but if she out there flipping and running up walls and all this crazy stuff, man. Be honest, skinny chicks might start to look over their shoulder a little bit.
Cause even Queen Latifah, like, look at Queen Latifah, same thing.
Nah, she didn't even like dudes.
Right. Nah. No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, no. Yeah. All right, so
she wasn't trying to appeal to us.
No, but you didn't find that out till later.
To the bitch
people
ass.
Didn't find that out till later.
To the bitch
people
ass.
Didn't find that out till later. And then she still ain't really come out. We just give her the pass because we, you know, it ain't hard to believe. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
right. We gave her the pass because she can flow.
Right. It's but queen like deeper. Like, yeah. And she wasn't acting and set it off. She was just being her.
Yeah, but she had to be Queen Latifah.
Sure.
She had to hit her with the UNITY.
I mean, she could flow. And she you know, she was very powerful in the movement.
She was a very important rights, figure.
We'll put it out. Yeah.
Very important figure.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we didn't even look at her size because she never even came. I mean, she came out like you said, with your girl, she came out with confidence. She never even had to speak on it. She just did her, and everybody listened to her music. And then her message that she was putting out there, and then turned around.
Okay, let me ask you this. Could she survive now? Like, if Queen Latifah would have came out then the same way she did die?
Nah, I don't think nobody from those eras, because everything changed so much. Yeah. You know, back then, Queen Latifah wasn't talking about popping mollies and drinking scissor or none of that stuff. Yeah. Now, that's what the rap world is turning into, and that's what's surviving the most. I mean, Future made a whole career off of drugs.
True.
You know, back then, our message was against it.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
R.P. Juice WRLD.
Yeah, R.P. Juice WRLD. Right. I see somebody post that all the rock stars, like Rolling Stones, had their age. They like 70 something years old, and they all still alive, but they did the most drugs. And then now all the rappers are dying now. You know what I'm saying? In their 20s, and they doing drugs as well. So they saying, are they doing the right drugs? Or what's going on?
Yeah, drugs are totally different from then to now, too.
Yeah.
And then you have to look at this also. When all the rock stars made it, they moved away from everything. They went and got big mansions and all of this stuff. And, you know, they was getting more money than back in the days when the rappers was doing their thing. They weren't getting as much money back then.
So, like, what does that have to do with the drugs?
More money, well, they more was drugs. Using the same amount of drugs, but the thing is, they was in worse situations than the rock stars was.
So,
I mean, most of the old school rappers are somewhere near the hood right now. They're still alive.
So,
not too many of them are off in mansions like majority of the rock stars was.
So you're saying the environment which you do your drugs is the problem?
Right, because your environment shows your quality of drugs. You in Bel Air, you getting some top notch. It might not kill you as fast. You in Harlem,
you getting the dirty stuff. You
can't live or die.
So
it's been cut with all kinds of stuff. That's
great value drugs compared to the.
Not just that, but you got to look at, like I said, Bel Air. How much? What's the crime rate in Bel Air? Most of the rappers, they were getting shot. I mean, it was a lot of stuff going on where they at.
Right.
It's a lot different. You have to think. Look at it this way: a lot of rock bands got started by kids getting together in one of their mom's garages and starting a band.
Yeah.
In the hood, who had a garage?
Nobody.
Right.
The environment
was different.
We ain't not playing no instrument anyways.
Yeah, plus we in the bathroom trying to record a rap song back then.
Yeah.
So basically you're saying the quality of drugs come from the environment that you went in. So,
right.
But Juice WRLD got money and he just OD'd. He took a bunch of pills. Allegedly they're saying he took a bunch of pills because he didn't want to get caught with them. But he got caught with everything else. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
That sounded like someone who panicked and wasn't thinking straight.
Yeah, he was.
How much time do you get for Xanax or pills and shit? Like, what is that?
But it wasn't just pills, though. They had pills, guns, and marijuana. Like, a lot.
But he ain't swallowed a gun. Like he already got caught. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, why swallow them drugs?
Nah, cause they was in the air, like they were saying, so allegedly like they was in the air or whatever on a plane and got word that, you know, they when they was about to land they see the people on the ground already waiting for them. So while in the air before you know the landing gear come out, it's like boom, let me take these type situation allegedly or whatever. But
they couldn't flush them down the toilet.
Nah, not on the plane.
Yeah, they on the plane.
No, they don't stay in there. Like, they don't go out into the air. Like, it's like,
I know. Right, only the pills will like dissolve, it. Though.
Nah.
But
the pills.
Definitely. I hate to say it. Real pills. The smart move would have been flushing. Would have been trying to throw it in the toilet because it can't prove that you was the one that had it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? He had to swallow the whole pharmacy.
He just tried, but oh, the seatbelt light was on probably then because it was getting ready to land.
What is it? Yeah, that's the seatbelt lock you in or something? You can't move?
Nah, you ain't supposed to get up and move.
On the plane going down, it's like if you try to walk up that shit, you gonna fall into the cockpit. But
isn't that his? I thought he was on a private jet or something. He wasn't on commercial.
Yeah, but still a plane.
Still a plane.
They all land and take off the same way.
Yeah, but even more is smaller. So, you know, you got to be on plane on point. So
we just justified him swallowing all those pills. No.
Nah, that's no justification.
No.
I look at it. I would have looked at it as, hey, I got caught.
Right,
yes.
Right.
I think he just wanted to go to jail.
He didn't want to go to jail. You don't want to go to jail. Like,
boy, he probably was planning on swallowing everything.
He was going to get they was going to rail him. Like, rail him. Like, you talking guns, drugs. Like, then the pilot had gave word because whatever. I guess they allegedly got into it with the pilot. And the pilot ended up tipping him off saying that, you know, his people had guns. So then, like, traveling from L.A. to Chicago, like, that's mad.
You got to have a gun license in every state you passed over.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
And if you don't, run it up. Every state you passed over is a different felon.
Yeah, but he already got caught. So what's the point of swallowing in drugs, though?
Because that's an even more time.
Yeah, he would have lived through the death, like. Boy, what? Like federal time, like, and then it's not like he's coming from nothing. Like,
so he killed himself. That's what you're saying. He killed himself on purpose. Then that's what you're saying.
That's the message. That's
not on purpose. He's actually trying to just swallow the pills.
I'm pretty sure if he could stay alive, he probably would have. But you know, at that point in time, I guess he felt like, you know, that was the better option.
Was he the only one that died?
Live through it, most likely.
Yeah, he the only one that took the pills because, you know, he was the biggest name on the plane or whatever.
So why didn't they all take all the pills together and disperse them together? Like, you take some of these pills, take some of these pills, take some of these pills.
Probably was like he took the pills, somebody was supposed to take something else, and everybody else didn't fall through with it.
Yeah.
You supposed to do it. Oh, yeah.
Nobody
not
got
to incriminate nobody or myself or anything, but I remember one time I'm outside enjoying some free taking in some marijuana plants.
Okay.
And it's me, a few family members, you know, we all sitting out there and police roll up and I swallowed the blunt.
Okay.
Without even thinking, just went on ahead, chewed and swallowed it. And the police went up. I know they could smell it, but, you know, they didn't find anything, because that was all that was out there.
Right, but no one died from a marijuana overdose.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't know that.
It's a prescription drug. You can't.
The majority of men on America is scared to die. So if he knew he was going to die, I don't think he would have took all of it.
Right, true. It's just like, oh, when Old Dirty swallowed that bag of coke, and the bag blew up in his stomach. I don't think he planned on that happening.
Yeah. Right, but with anxiety and your body just going crazy, you don't know what's going on, you panicking, like Porter said. Like,
it really makes you a poor decision.
Yeah, it makes you make a poor decision. Like, you thinking that's the best decision, but really not. Like,
you know.
Like old girl when she wore that thing with the ass out.
Yeah.
A decision.
Bruh. That she was
supposed to make at that time. And probably wanted to take that back or do it a little different. Definitely still get the attention that she wanted.
I guess this is, all right, so this is what I'm looking at. You're absolutely right. But I'm looking at the fact, like, maybe I don't know Lizzo's artistry all the way, because I have a certain level of respect for her. And I feel as though, like, Lizzo, baby, you ain't got to do that, what you doing. You already high, boo-boo. So it's just like, yo, you killing this shit right now. You ain't got to do degrading, but, ratchet shit like that.
They know you hot where? You're hot to us here?
No. Lizzo is on top right now.
She can be hot everywhere.
She is hot everywhere. What you mean? Lizzo ain't local.
The streams went up.
Lizzo ain't local.
But I bet now she's hotter. She's a lot hotter now. Because now people seeing who she is. When something like that flash over the news, somebody in Europe might look up, well, let's see who this person is. Oh man, this is hot. Who would have never heard it before?
Okay.
Yep.
I agree.
You gotta remember when 50 Cent came out. Remember when 50 Cent came out dissing Ja Rule? He was locally hot. But the more he was dissing him, before you know it, he's selling in countries he's selling in poor countries.
True.
Yeah.
I just hope she got a hit. Another hit. That's all I.
Nah.
Because it did. Bad. Like a flash in the pan. Because she's still a new artist. So it's still. If she don't last over 2 years, she'll still be a flash
publicity
in the pan.
Sex.
That's what I'm saying. I just hope she.
But they're going to talk about that for a couple of years to come. So they keep her name out there.
But check game though. She got invited to the Houston Rockets or whatever arena, and LA said that she can come back at any time. Like,
I was just about to say they just banned her though. I thought they had.
Nah, that was false news.
She could have came back before that though.
And if I was a Laker owner, I would want her to come back too though. Because of the fact that knowing she gonna be there might sell me a couple more tickets.
Absolutely. And she performing her song, so it's a boom boom. Like, she had them with Dover.
So it worked out for us, what we saying.
Yes. It worked out for her, like, or whatever that market. If the goal was attention, then you know you got a thousand got times that.
Yeah. But so, if she was trying to sneak in there and just watch the game, she messed all the way up.
all moves. Surprise,
maybe nobody got to see me,
but I don't think nobody's sneaking around with their ass out. So
not like that.
That was her, because when Prince did it, I mean, everybody talked about it. And what happened? Prince sold a million records.
Stop comparing her to Prince. It's not the same.
What's the difference?
Prince. What's difference? The disrespect that question was. What's the difference between Prince and Lizzo?
He's an artist. She's an artist.
No, can't do that.
No, what's the difference? Stop putting these people on pedestals. She's an artist.
No, stop. You are so controversial right now. Prince and Lizzo is the same? What the fuck? Yeah, right.
So I'd rather see Lizzo booty than Prince booty.
You're supposed to, but... Nigga still was looking at Prince.
When people keep forgetting that Prince didn't mind, niggas looking at him.
Listen, dude, why are you disrespecting Prince right now? So,
I'm not disrespecting him. The man was a great artist.
Nah, son.
I'm not disrespecting him. He was a great artist.
Hey, Porter, this is what Nick just said. There's two cars, right? One's a Lamborghini and one's a Honda Accord. They two cars though. Why is the Honda different than the Lamborghini?
But it's a fucking Lamborghini. Sales pitch to pitch them off. That's what it is. One's a Lamborghini, one's a Yukon, whatever, but they're using the same sales pitch to sell them. That's all they were doing.
They're still fucking different.
They got the same commercial.
One's a Lamborghini, one's a Honda Accord.
Only because of the fact that one's new. And one's already been solidified.
I don't
That's
think he knows what a Lamborghini is.
We don't know if 10 years from now.
Nah,
we don't know if 10 years from now Lizzo sold 30 million records.
They're not the same, man. Right. They're not the same but mechanics. I'm saying though, not the same makeup. Not the same effect. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Okay, but damn, still, though. One thing is the same. It's a car.
So, all right, so check this out. All right, put it this example then. We all human beings, right? Uh-huh. People all are different. We built from different cloths. Are we same?
Yeah. Huh? But a lot of us have the same characters.
You compare yourself. All right, you 6'9" then. What's the difference between you and 6'9"?
Huh?
What's the difference between you and 6'9"?
I know how to shut my mouth.
But y'all both got mouths. Y'all different calibers.
But
man,
we both have mouths. You know what I'm saying? Right. We both have mouths. It's just mine don't open.
Well, he snitched, like, he's still gonna do life.
If I'm gonna get 30 some years, why even open your mouth anyway?
I don't think he knew. Because
he was gonna get 100.
He
gonna get 100.
But
100 for 30.
Yeah.
That's 70 right there. What you wanna do?
I'm
gonna tell you the honest truth. You sit down for 30 years, when you come out, you just as lost as you was if you had never came out, basically, because you're still going to be in prison when you come out, because the world's going to be going to change so much that you won't grasp it. 30 years,
in
there, that's too much time.
Yeah, you in that year, that you in that month could change.
But 30 years, that's too much time. I seen this, the Shawshank Redemption. You remember that?
Yeah.
He came out and he ended up killing himself because he didn't fit in the world no more.
Damn. Yeah.
You lose 30 years, you might as well stay in there because that's all you know.
Yeah,
I hate to say it. I can see a person doing 20 and might be able to make it, but after that, the world gonna change too much on them. I mean, those dudes just getting out trying to figure out what a cell phone is.
Two decades.
Yeah.
Damn. Everything ain't like life.
So imagine him getting one and telling him to make a call. He gonna feel useless.
Everybody ain't ready. Martin and Eddie coming out going to a baseball game. Nah.
Yeah.
Right.
That ain't the same. That was TV. Because before they went in there, you know what I'm saying? The prices had to be different from the time they went in there.
Right.
How they get your seating arrangements was different from the time they went in there. And then if you remember the time frame in that movie, when they went in there, it probably had a black side and a white side.
The
fact.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
that was a sad movie. They probably don't go to them stages. Yeah.
It was, that was a really sad
dudes
movie.
Dudes come out after 5 years and they stay struck.
Damn.
Nah,
he can't make it. So 30, he might as well just went on ahead and shut his mouth and lay it down, bro. Your life over anyway.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. But was life a sad movie? Because
that movie was very sad. But what they did was they made you laugh at real sad stuff, like The Color Purple. Look at that movie. That was a terrible. That movie was.
That's a terrible. I can't.
Mentally can destroy a person, but you laugh at some sad stuff.
True.
Harpo beat me. That was the. That was the line I heard all about. Like, Harpo beat me.
Yeah.
Right.
So at the end of the day, a man just put his hands on a woman.
Thank you.
It was sad stuff that they made you laugh at.
Even what's love got to do with it? I just seen a preview, an old televised clip with Ike Turner talking to a news reporter about him abusing Tina Turner.
Really?
And Ike Turner basically said, "Yo, she needed it." Like,
what
he said? Yo,
I thought you made all those hits.
I hate to say it. But I remember when Ike was trying to make his own movie, saying that it wasn't the way that it didn't go the way that movie said it went. And they blackballed him and said that he couldn't put his movie out because it would conflict with that movie.
Yeah.
I would love to see that movie.
Which I really do think that, honestly, that was wrong. I feel that he should have been able to tell his side of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because, I mean, he never said it, but I heard a comedian make a point about Tina Turner. How well can we trust her? This chick from Nutbush, Tennessee with an English accent. Something fake right there. I mean, for real, for real. You really do look at it.
She do have an English accent, right?
Right. And I've been to Tennessee. They don't talk like that. You know what I'm saying? But she has an English accent.
Yo,
so, you know what I'm saying? She was fake right there. So by the time she wrote that movie, who knows how much she exaggerated.
And look,
by the time she talked to the directors, Ike saying it wasn't all like that.
And look,
he said she was out there wilding. She was Ike's doing all kinds of crazy stuff when she started getting famous.
He was so gangster on the TV show. He said, because her real name, her Tina Turner is not her real name. So
he's right.
Whoa.
He called her by
saying, Anime Bullock.
Yeah, Anime. He said Anime used to walk around here with a sad face. I'd be like, Anime, what's wrong with her? He said, Anime, what's wrong with you? She'd be like, nothing. So I had to hit her to tell me what's wrong with her.
What?
So she tell me what's wrong. Yo, he said that on the Sun. I said, that motherfucker was gangster and a half.
Gangster and a half.
Yeah, he was gangster. He was a little too much gangster.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was dealing with a normal woman. I hate to say it, but even what he's saying and the way she was saying things, I don't think she mentally was up to par.
Now, according to stories of Tina, not Tina.
You have to hit me to tell me what, so I can tell you what's wrong with me? Come on, man.
Wait. We don't even know.
That was like a child.
Nah, I could have just been one of those old school gangster pimp dudes who thought hitting was the answer for everything.
And she could have been one of those new millennium type females. I mean, look at the women nowadays.
Like that type stuff. Some of them like that.
I had a girl that would tell you, if he don't hit me, he don't love me.
Yeah.
I knew
a girl to tell me I was a bitch. She said, you a little bitch. You don't hit me back. I said, what? She stole me because I was ready to leave. I'm ready to leave. I'm like, look, I don't have
to say.
I'm about to go home. She stole me. Bow. She said, you ain't going nowhere. I said, what? I said, oh, I know how this going to go. I said, if I touch you, I'm going to jail. So you're not playing with me like that. I just got this good job. For real, man. I said, you ain't gonna mess me. I know this game. She like, you ain't gonna know where you a bitch. And I like, I'm a bitch because I don't hit you back. I'm ready to fight. I'm like, yo, chill out. Yo, chill. Like, yo, she.
Yo, I knew a female, man. I ain't gonna lie. She used to do some very disrespectful things and then try to swing to make you throw her down. Then afterwards, she ready to go to bed with you.
Yep.
Wow.
Have a good night.
Yeah, nah, facts. They really do that, though. Like, I had a female saying, like, yeah, you're not, like, aggressive enough because I don't want to yell and do all that extra shit. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't gotta yell and say what I gotta say. Like, now, if you don't fight that part, then I don't know what to do, man.
In her defense, you are extra chill, though.
What you want me to get around you for?
Nigga, let me know something.
Right, let me know something.
I think I'm one of the sensiblest people on the planet. They tell me I'm shell, too. So, I mean, what can I say?
Man, me too. I'd be so cool. And I'd be like, look, I'm literally trying to leave. I said, you're a little bitch. And I'm like, what? I gotta be all of that.
I gotta be all of that.
I don't like to go off because I know me, when I go off,
I'm going off. I'm coming on the cliff with it, buddy. Like, where you going, man?
Shizzle. Give me a story. Give me a story, man. Like, which one of them chicks you ran into that was like that? And how did you handle it?
I beat the shit out of
her. Oh, Mike Turner.
Yeah.
Nick Turner, you know what the hell?
Hold on. And you know what? We got along ever since.
Wow.
Hold on, man. Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's that stuff.
Hold on. I was in L.A. I had just went. I left LA. I just thought about it. I left LA and I went down to Blythe, California. And I was with this chick, and she was dead nuts without me knowing. She was one of the ones, you know, I call them highly functional. Because that's what I say. They're highly functional, but they still crazy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she was one of them type that like to do all kinds of crazy shit, man. Cut up my pants and, you know what I'm saying, in front of me. Now what? Now what? Just the swing on me. She swung at me with a knife. One time I just went off, smacked shit out of her, picked up and threw her on the bed. And you know what she did? Came out of all clothes and was ready. That's how she wanted to get off.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Where's Anomaly?
Yeah, right.
You're right.
Oh, so, like I said, I smacked the shit out of her. I mean, it was hard as hell. And when I did that, youngin' clothes fell off. And I'm sitting here in the dilemma like, damn, do I want to still be mad? Or,
you know, right.
Sitting there looking at a body in front of me like, man, I'm about to go kill this thing. And after I killed it, it was like, yo, Youngin was in her, she was like the world best girlfriend for another 6 months. Then I had to replace it, it happened again. And I wasn't the type to keep going through that, so I bounced.
All right, hold on. I need to do a real quick disclaimer because we're talking some real, real wild shit right now. Let me get 2 seconds right quick.
Limited time offer. No purchase necessary. Offer valid at participating locations. Void where prohibited. No animals were harmed during the production of this soundboard. Subject to change without notice. Side effects include dry mouth, occasional taste order.
I'll give you a sum up.
Whatever tingles well. Laughing hard.
From Wave Nation. Okay, continue.
Nah.
But yo, like, just all right. So just because she's crazy like that, right? We can, granted, we can call her crazy for doing that, right? What's the difference between her doing that and you doing what you did? Couldn't you just walk away and go away from that relationship?
Yeah, that's what I did when it came back. But I can say, after that took place, she was straight for 6 months. The world's best girlfriend. Then I could see it coming back. Her movements, the way she acted. It was trying of doing it again to, I guess it's to act right for him. A reset button or something.
Yo, are you speaking for all the pimps right now? Or all the, right, all the block
no,
boys?
No, no, not all. I'm just speaking on that.
Like, you are condoning domestic violence to make the women get right. Like, what does that sound like? Like, that's not registering right now.
I ain't gonna lie to you. And I can actually honestly say, after from what I've seen, 70% of the domestic violence case is the woman's fault. Sorry.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Say it.
Wow.
I don't want to sound chauvinist or nothing like that, but
you don't want
nine
sound
times
it.
Out
you don't want
I've never
it.
Seen nobody get smacked in the head because she shut the hell up and left the dude alone.
God, daddy shit sounds
now,
so raw.
Hey, because listen, now, I said,
now there are cases out there where these dudes are sick and they just beat the hell out, they get off on beating on women, but I seen,
and that's not
the cases, it just ain't like that.
Yeah,
because
you like
a lot of cases, these dudes ain't like that.
Whitney Houston stories have been coming out for years that she was the one that introduced Bobby Brown to drugs, she was the wild one. She was the one but they made her image so cookie cutter, so straight laced, you wouldn't even think that like she introducing that nigga to drugs, or she likes to be in that life, you know, that likes that.
Who said this, Bobby?
Chubby lifestyle.
Who said this, Bobby?
Stories been like that now.
And people around them. And people around them. They were saying that it wasn't the way everyone thought.
Yes.
It wasn't the way everyone thought. And that's because of the fact that
Whitney Houston had the money. She had money. So she was getting the exotic drugs, the big time. Yeah, Bobby had money coming up.
But
you know,
he had the money she had.
Yeah, she had. Because she coming from, like, he coming from New Edition. You know, New Edition,
they
didn't make that much money.
They had to split their money.
Yeah, and they ain't make the much money that they should have got over time too.
One album by himself by that time he got with her. She done dropped about two or three and was like the main frame of the, she was being runner up for the best singer of all times at one point.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
She was big.
Damn.
He was like, he was out.
The narrative. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was like, she was the, if you would have thought, everybody always thought that Bobby Brown was the one that put Whitney Houston on crack, or the one that he was always wilding. But if you see footage and stuff, like Ben Bobby Brown, or just in general, she was the one looking like she was having a good old time. You know that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's.
I can't honestly say. Just like, there's a big drug dealer named Michael Corleone. Y'all ever heard of that name?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one knows or really pay attention that his mom was a bigger drug dealer than him.
Whoa.
Wow. And that's where he got it from.
Yep.
His mom was Griselda Blanco.
Oh.
Yeah. But when you talk about Michael Corleone, no one ever says anything about her.
No.
That was his mom. That's where he got it from. That's who put him on.
Damn.
Just like Pablo Escobar. Known big time drug dealer. He was a car thief when Griselda Blanco met him. She put him on.
Damn. Crazy. She made monsters.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Girls is gangsters too.
Look at the Eminem.
Because
and Nick Cannon
of the whole saying sugar and spice and everything. Because of the whole saying sugar and spice and everything nice. No one gives them the credit that they actually been deserving for years. It ain't, when you see monster, you think of dudes or males.
Mm-hmm.
Females are monsters.
For real.
Is that what they say? Hell have no fury?
Right.
God damn.
And they also say a woman scorn has no fury.
Oh, God.
It's the same saying. Hell have no fury like a woman scorn. That's the whole saying.
Yeah, think about that.
One of the biggest beasts right now is Nick Cannon and Eminem over Mariah Carey. And they said she is loony as a tune.
On top of that, neither one of them fucking her at this moment. Yeah, hear me. And neither one of them fucking her at this moment.
She's fucking somebody else. It's not over that. It's not over at Mariah Carey. Come on, son.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how it all got started.
Yeah, that's how it got started.
This is the second beef, right? They want Nick Cannon. The Wildin' Out people wanted Eminem to go on Wildin' Out, and they tried to make it happen. And then some shit got lost to the sauce, and it didn't happen. Now they beefing again. Mariah Carey's old news.
Why wouldn't he let him go on Wildin' Out?
No, Eminem didn't want to go. No, Eminem don't do that type of shit. Paul Rosenberg and all them was like, man, we don't want to fucking do that. Like, yeah. It's Eminem. He's a rock star. Fuck Eminem look like going on Wildin' Out.
It's still over Mariah.
A lot of rap stars have been on Wildin' Out.
But yeah, it's Eminem, though.
Like, and he started off on Bad Rap. He could be good in that Bad Rap.
There go that thing again that I was just talking about earlier. That pedestal.
Because pedestals artist. Exist.
It's like he's an artist. He might be a better artist than most, but he's an artist.
I can't allow you to I can't allow you to take away the accomplishments because they do the same thing. People excel.
I'm not saying that he didn't accomplish anything, but he's still, all in all, he's an artist.
But you compare Lizzo to Prince. Like, should I listen to you with this situation right now? Like, come on.
I'm not comparing them as in their music. I'm just saying that they're both artists.
Two people
it's
can
just
be
like
doctors too.
Right now.
That's a doctor. He a doctor, but he saved more lives. So he gets
on
more
this
credit.
Podcast right now. This is one of the hottest podcasts out there.
Yeah.
There are podcasts out there that no one listens to. But at the end of the day, it is a podcast.
True. Okay. You have my attention.
Look at it like that. Just like you at your job. You probably one of the best that's doing it.
Yep.
And that could be a person over there fucking all the way up. But at the end of the day, y'all have the same job title.
Yep. Okay. right,
you might be better than that person, but I can't say you're a president. True. You're still what you are.
Right.
Okay. So just go about it different, make different music. Yeah, Eminem is a great artist, but he's still an artist. An artist supposed to, how do artists sell their material? They make appearances, they do interviews, they put out good music. And they, you know,
it's what I'm saying?
They
like,
show up at radio shows.
It's Nick Cannon.
Up and coming artists that's big now has been on Nick Cannon's show. I don't think it would be right for Eminem to go up there because he had beef with him before.
Right. That shit gonna be wild.
I
would,
you know what I'm saying? But I can't relate to the artist, and it's all behind a female that neither one of them even touching now. You look at the long story. Neither one of them with her, but yet they beefing still.
Bingo.
But true. The beef started there. Now, had they never beefed over her, he probably would go.
I heard Eminem is so far removed from everything, though.
Right. Well, that's a whole different story. I don't think that you probably want to get into how I feel about that situation. Just like the same I feel about Gucci Mane. The same feel about a lot. Yeah, you don't want to get it. Put it this way, I ain't seen Eminem since the Marshall Mathers LP came out. I don't know who that dude is up there rapping.
What?
Damn. It's like Gucci Man go to jail, fat, black, come out like brown skin with no tattoos. I don't know who that dude is. Saying he ain't talking to nobody except for this female he marrying. He ain't even dealing with his family and friends that he knew before he went in. I personally feel because they know that ain't him.
Now, people have talked about this before. What would be your take on it? Like, because, you know, it's been discussed. So, what do you say?
They figured out a way to clone us. That's my take on it. I think that conspiracy that keep popping up is real.
Well, they working on it.
Nah, I think they done figured it out. Just like Kanye. I don't know that dude. I'm from Chicago. I don't know who this dude is that keep popping up. I think that they had the real Kanye at one point. He kept coming out of pocket by saying real stuff that what's going on. Next thing you know, he shut up and he's back making another album, or you see him taking pictures with his wife again, and everything going to reset mode. The man came out and told us Jay-Z was the devil. The man,
right? How you feel about that, Porter? What he saying? Like that's your shit. That type of shit, right?
Yeah. You know something? Once I left it alone with the clone and stuff, because it does, but at the same time, like, it's...
If they're not being cloned, they're being programmed. But I'm sorry.
That's what I was about to say.
If that is not the same Gucci Man, that's one person I can say that I personally feel was cloned.
They is practicing. They is really practicing on us, and just to see how, you know,
The best way to hide anything is in plain sight.
That's a fact.
Real deal.
Look at
what you feel.
With that clone, like, I ain't even gonna front. Like, I think that, like you said, it's either they cloning or deprogramming, which I know that you could definitely program somebody, like, you know, so it's either one or all. But at the same time, I do have, you know, this one thing is like, you know, I don't think that you can necessarily, you know, transfer consciousness. Like, I don't think that, you know, we definitely have that power. Like, but, you know, you could imitate shit, you know, you could try to duplicate it, but at the end of the day, you gonna know what's real and what's not. But like I say, like this, like with Gucci, everything, like with him having a whole 360, I don't think that is impossible. But at the same time, just because he was just so deep in, I think that it's, you know, crazy. Like, you can see somebody get face tats removed and, you know, all that. But how long was he gone? Because, like, I ain't even going to fuck. Like, I was never a big Gucci fan.
He wasn't gone enough to change his facial image and then become light brown skin from black as hell.
Charlamagne did that.
Huh?
Charlamagne did that. Changes. Oh, like, you know, because people bleaching, you could get.
You telling me that he was bleaching in prison?
No, he wasn't.
Possibly. Nah. You know people bleach in prison, son.
Nah.
I can bleach anyway.
Gucci Mane said that he was on drugs so bad when he was in the prison, he had to get detoxed. And he had to lose weight because he said that he was overweight and it was causing health complications. Gucci Mane been gone for like 8-10 years, right?
That's what I'm saying. If it was, I don't think that he was gone that long.
I think it like a year, man. 2 years.
Now he was gone longer than that.
I think it was longer
than 3 years.
Right. I was thinking like 5.
He was gone no longer than 3 years. I'm thinking 2.5 or something like that. And he come out a whole 360. And then on top of it, anyone he knew before he went in, he don't deal with no more. Come on, man. That's only because they know that that ain't him. If I go up to you, I know you. If I go up to you and talk about something that we went through in the past, you go know what I'm talking about. They knew that dude won't go know. I don't think that they transferring conscience at all. Because conscience, that means they would act the same. Right. What they doing is imitating these people.
Right.
This thing been created to pretend to be him. They cutting out any way you can prove it wrong, but if he don't deal with no one he ever dealt with in the past, who can say that it ain't him?
But what would be the purpose, though?
Control.
Yeah.
God media, God things the way they want it to be. I mean, look at Gucci Mane was. He won't know giant figure. What it was that he was making music that a lot of people liked that was, he wasn't controlled by the big time record company and stuff like that. Look at him now. Okay. He signed to a big major deal. He you know what I'm saying? They get to put out what he wanted to put. He was putting out what he wanted to put out back then. And people was liking it. I think it relates to money. Well, I want to control this money over here. Why let him get it when we can get it?
So they go through,
and we all know the whole prison system is corrupted, crooked. Or why would rappers be? Or they're letting stars help buy prisons?
Yeah.
So they can get money off of it.
Fill them up.
That's a whole nother story. Up. Yeah.
Now I can take this prisoner and make money off of him. Put him on back out there and make this money. Keep the real one in here, or kill him.
It's a diabolical story.
Yeah, but it goes back to them 8 families. But that's, like I said, that's a whole nother story.
Well, we are out of time, and I am sorry to sad to say we had to go. We gotta go. But
gotta go.
We gotta. I got to go. But yo, the motherfucking infamous Nick Scola, the great one in this bitch. What up, though?
Yeah, it's been real. Hit me up anytime. I'm always in the area.
What's the hottest show in these streets?
Oh, you talking to me?
No, but
my bad, man. I had to put the phone on first. Grab a cigarette.
That's all good, sir. We wasn't talking to you. But hey, my now that we all talking to you now. Right. Fucking up my goddamn edit.
It's that coke, man.
Right.
That somebody should have came in and yelled or something.
Yo, we out.
Yo, but it's been real dealing with you guys, and I'm always available. Like I said, it's the hottest podcast I've heard thus far.
No doubt.
And I can't wait to see what places it goes to.
Excellent. What's up,
no doubt.
What's up, man? Yeah. No way! Yeah.